This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of March, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you children of the Father are the masters. You have not taken refuge with the Father. A child never takes refuge with his father. Question. Which aspect should you constantly churn so that Maya does not distress you? Answer. You have come to the Father. Although he is incorporeal, he is our Baba, our teacher, and also our Satguru. It is the incorporeal Baba who teaches us incorporeal souls. If you constantly churn this aspect, your mercury of happiness would remain high and Maya would not distress you. Om Shanti. The Trimurti Father explains to you children that he is the Trimurti Father. The creator of all three is the father of all, because only that father is the highest on high. It is in the intellects of you children that you are his children. Just as the Father resides in the supreme abode, so you souls also are residents of that place. The Father has also explained that this is a drama. Whatever happens in this drama only happens once. The Father also only comes once to teach us. You do not take refuge. These words, I have taken refuge with you, belong to the path of devotion. Would a child ever seek refuge with his father? You children are the masters. You children have not taken refuge with the Father. The Father has made you belong to him, and you children have made the Father belong to you. You children call out to the Father, O Baba, come, come and take us back to our home, that is, give us the kingdom. One is the land of peace and the other is the land of happiness. That land of happiness is the Father's property, and this land of sorrow is Ravan's property. There is nothing but sorrow in being trapped by the five vices. You children now know that you have come to Baba. Although he is incorporeal, he is the Father and the teacher. The one who teaches us incorporeal souls is also incorporeal. He is the Father of souls. If you constantly churn this aspect, your mercury of happiness would rise. It is only when you forget this that Maya causes you distress. When you sit with the Father, you remember the Father and the inheritance. Your aim and objective is in your intellects. You have to remember Shiv Baba. It is very easy to remember Sri Krishna, but there is effort in having remembrance of Shiv Baba. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. If it were Sri Krishna, they would all sacrifice themselves to him instantly, especially the mothers who have a great desire to have a child like Sri Krishna or a husband like Sri Krishna. The Father now says, I have come, and you will receive a child like Sri Krishna or a husband like Sri Krishna. That is, you will find someone like him who is virtuous, full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. There is nothing but happiness in heaven, that is, in the land of Sri Krishna. You children know that you are studying here in order to go to the land of Sri Krishna. Everyone remembers heaven. When someone dies, people say that he has become a resident of heaven. Therefore, they should be happy. They should applaud the fact that he has left hell and gone to heaven. That is very good. When someone says that so-and-so has become a resident of heaven, ask him, from where did he go? He must surely have gone from hell. Therefore, that is a matter of great happiness. You should call everyone and distribute toli. However, this is a matter of understanding. They would not say that he has gone to heaven for 21 births. They simply say that he has gone to heaven. Acha, why then do you invite that soul back here? Why feed him with the food of hell? You should not call him back into hell again. The father sits here and explains that all these aspects are of this knowledge. You call out to the father to come and purify you. And so your impure bodies definitely have to be destroyed. When everyone dies, who would cry for others? You now know that you are to leave your bodies and go to your home. You are now practicing how to leave your bodies. Is there anyone else who would be making such effort? You children have the knowledge that these are your old bodies. The father says, I take the loan of an old shoe. This chariot has become the instrument in the drama. This cannot change. You will see it again after 5,000 years. You have understood the significance of this drama. No one except the father has the power to explain all of this to you. This Pathshala is very wonderful. Even the elderly say, we are going to God's Pathshala in order to become gods and goddesses. Old women never go to study in schools. If anyone asks you where you are going, tell him, we are going to the godly university where we study Raj Yoga. Tell them such words that they are amazed. Even old people say they are going to God's Pathshala. Here it is a wonder that we come to study with God. No one else can say this. They will then ask, where does incorporeal God come from? They think that God is beyond name and form. You now speak with this understanding. You also know the occupation of each idol. It is firm in your intellects that the highest on high is Shiv Baba and that we are his children. Acha. You do not say simply for the sake of saying it that Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are the residents of the subtle region. You know in your hearts how establishment is being carried out through Brahma. No one except you can tell anyone the biography. They do not know their own biographies, so how could they tell you anyone else's? You now know everything. The father says, I explain to you children all that I know. No one except the father can give you that kingdom. Lakshmi and Narayan did not claim the kingdom through a war. There are no wars there, whereas people here continue to fight a lot. There are so many human beings. It should enter your hearts that you are claiming the father's inheritance through Dada. The father says, constantly remember me alone. He doesn't say that you must also remember the one whom he has entered. No. He says, constantly remember me alone. Those sannyasis give away their photos with their names. How could you take a photo of Shiv Baba? How could you write a name above a point? If you write the name Shiv Baba above the point, the name above would be larger. These matters have to be understood. Therefore, children, you should be very happy that Shiv Baba is teaching you. It is souls who study and souls who carry the sanskars. Baba is now filling you souls with these sanskars. He is the father as well as the teacher and the guru. You should teach others that which the father teaches you. Remember this world cycle and also inspire others to remember it. He gives the virtues that he has to you children. He says, I am the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, and I also make you this. You should also give happiness to everyone. You should never cause sorrow for anyone through your thoughts, words, or deeds. Speak these sweet things into the ears of everyone. Remember Shiv Baba, and all your sins will be absolved. You have to give everyone the message that Baba has come, and that they should claim this inheritance from him. Give this message to everyone. Eventually, it will even be printed in the newspapers. You know that at the end, everyone will say, O God, your wonderful games are unique. Only you grant us salvation. You liberate everyone from sorrow and take them to the land of peace. This is also magic. Their magic is for a temporary period. That one changes you from humans into deities for 21 births. You become Lakshmi and Narayan through the magic of Man above. All the names, such as the magician, the jeweler, apply to Shiv Baba, not to Brahma Baba. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are studying. You study and then teach others. Baba does not teach everyone on his own. Baba teaches all of you together, and you then teach others. The father is teaching Raj Yoga. Only the father is the creator. Sri Krishna is a creation. You receive the inheritance from the creator, not a creation. You do not receive the inheritance from Sri Krishna. The two forms of Vishnu are Lakshmi and Narayan. In their childhood, they are Radha and Krishna. Remember these aspects very firmly. If the old men go fast, they can claim a high status. But old women still have some attachment. They remain trapped in the webs of their own creations. They remember so many. Only in breaking the intellects away from all of them and linking it in yoga to the one father alone is their effort. You have to die a living death. Once the arrow strikes the target of the intellect, that's it. However, you still have to continue with great tact. It shouldn't be that you do not even speak to anyone. You may stay in your household. You may talk to everyone. You may have a relationship with them. The father says, charity begins at home. If you do not have a relationship with them, how would you uplift them? you have to fulfill your responsibilities to both sides. Some ask Baba, should I go to a wedding? Baba says, why not? The father simply says, lust is the greatest enemy. You have to conquer it, and you will then become the conquerors of the world. In the Golden Age, they are all viceless. Creation takes place through the power of yoga. The father says, become viceless. Firstly, make it firm that you are sitting with Shiv Baba, and that Shiv Baba is telling you the story of 84 births. This world cycle continues to turn. First of all, the deities come. They are Satopratan, and they then become Tamopratan whilst taking rebirth. The world becomes old and impure. Souls are also impure. There is no strength in anything that belongs here. There is a great deal of difference between the flowers and fruit of the Golden Age and those here. There are never any sour or stale things there. You have visions of that place. Your hearts want to bring those flowers and fruit here, but when you return, they have disappeared. The father entertains some children by granting them these visions. That spiritual father is the one who teaches you. It is the soul, not the body, that studies. The soul has the pure pride that he is claiming his inheritance from the father, and that he is also becoming a master of the world. You will all go to heaven, but not all of you will be called Lakshmi or Narayan. It is souls who receive the inheritance. No one except the Father can give you this knowledge. This is a university. The young, the mature, and the elderly all study here. Have you ever seen such a college? There, they become barristers or doctors, etc. Whereas here, you change from humans into deities. You know that Baba is your teacher and Satguru, and that he will take you back with him. Then, according to how you studied, you will go and claim your status in that land of happiness. The father never even sees your golden age. Shiv Baba asks, do I see the golden age? It has to be seen through a body, but he does not have a body of his own. So how could he see it? He talks to you children here and sees that the entire world is old. Without a body, he cannot see anything. The father says, I enter this impure world and an impure body and make you pure. I do not even see heaven. It isn't that I can secretly see it through someone's body, no. It is not even in my part. You listen to so many new things. Therefore, you must not attach your hearts to this old world. The father says, to the extent that you become pure, so you will receive a high status. It is all a game of the pilgrimage of remembrance. People stay pure while they are on a pilgrimage, but when they return home, they become impure again. You children should have a lot of happiness. You know that you are claiming your unlimited inheritance of heaven from the unlimited Father. So you must follow his Srimat. You have to become Satopratan by having remembrance of the Father. Rust has been accumulating on you for 63 births, and you have to remove that in this birth. There is no other difficulty. You have to renounce the hunger you have for drinking poison. You must not even think about it. The father says, you have been unhappy for so many births because of those vices. He has a lot of mercy for the Kumaris. Everyone who goes to a cinema becomes bad. It is through this that they go to hell. Baba says to some, it doesn't matter if you watch a film, but on seeing you go, others would start going there. This is why you must not go there. This one is Bagrinath, the lucky chariot. He is the fortunate chariot who has become the instrument in the drama to give his chariot on loan. You understand that Baba enters this one. This is the horse of Hussein. He makes all of you beautiful. The father himself is beautiful, and he has taken this chariot. His part in the drama is such. The souls that have now become ugly have to be made golden-aged. Is the father, or is the drama, the almighty authority? It is the drama. Then, within that, who of all the actors is the almighty authority? Shiv Baba, and then Ravan. For half a cycle there is the kingdom of Rama, and for half a cycle there is the kingdom of Ravan. Some children repeatedly write to the father and say that they forget the father. They become unhappy. Oh, but I have come to make you into the masters of the world, and so why are you unhappy? You have to make effort. You have to become pure. Can Baba give you a tilak just like that? You have to make yourself worthy, with this knowledge and yoga, of giving yourself a tilak of self-sovereignty. Continue to remember the Father, and you will become worthy of giving yourself a tilak. It is in your intellects that Shiv Baba is your sweet father, teacher and Satguru. He also makes us very sweet. You know that you will definitely go to the land of Sri Krishna. Bharat definitely becomes heaven every 5,000 years. Then it becomes hell. People think that it is heaven here for those who are wealthy and that the poor are in hell. However, it is not like that. This is hell. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. A cinema is the way to go to hell, therefore you must not watch films. You have to become pure and claim a high status by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Do not attach your heart to this old world. 2. Do not cause sorrow for anyone through your thoughts, words or deeds. You have to say sweet things in the ears of everyone. Remind everyone to have remembrance of the Father. You must link your intellect in yoga with the one Father alone. Blessing. May you switch on your awareness and experience the bodiless stage in a second with your loving intellect. Where there is love for God, becoming bodiless is like a game of a second. Darkness is dispelled as soon as you switch on a light. In the same way, when you become one with a loving intellect and you switch on your awareness, the switch of awareness of the body and the physical world is switched off. This is a game of a second. It takes time to say Baba, Baba with your mouth, but it doesn't take any time to take Baba into your awareness. The word Baba is the soul conscious bomb with which you forget the old world. Slogan: remain beyond the mud of body consciousness and you will become a double light angel. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. To discern purity is to experience divinity in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections. Some say, I always speak the truth. But if there isn't any divinity in their words and actions, others will not feel anything true in their truth. Therefore, imbibe divinity with the power of truth. No matter what you have to tolerate, do not be afraid. Truth will automatically be revealed according to the time. Om Shanti.